News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The WhatsApp. Now, there is growing frustration in Denmark over Trump's comments around seizing Greenland. A meeting is planned for next week between the US and Denmark to discuss President Trump's renewed calls to annex the territory. And our reporter Josh Crosby is in Copenhagen meeting Danish people to hear their reaction to these moves.
I wouldn't say we have many connections, but there's people that go there often and have a relation to Greenland. But I mean, in relation to Trump, I mean, it's a big thing here.
What is the feeling among your own friends and your neighbors?
Everybody's really pissed off, really, really pissed off. Because I mean, we feel that we supported America so much throughout the years, and then all of a sudden they want to take some part of the kingdom, and it's really, really annoying. And he's sort of just bullying the small countries.
Are you from Copenhagen? Do you live here?
Yes. Yeah. I have a friend from Greenland.
And growing up, would it have been a place where you would have classed as part of the kingdom, part of Denmark?
I would say so, but I think it has always been difficult to be from Greenland, living in Denmark.
They might be treated differently if they come here to work.
I would say so.
And
unfortunately,
that still continues today?
I'm afraid it's still like that.
So now, with this latest rhetoric, these latest views coming out of Donald Trump, how does it make the Danish people feel?
I think there are a lot of people that are very afraid. If all people who lives in Greenland says we would like to be under Trump's commission, I would say that's very nice. If they really wanted it. But if they don't want, there is no way that he is going to have Greenland.
I know some people from Greenland. I feel very bad about it. I think it's sad that a superpower are going that low. The arguments are failed. They're crazy. They don't know what they are talking about. If they want a stronger Greenland military, they could invest in military bases or...
And you'd be happy for them to expand their bases in Greenland?
Well, we are part of NATO here in Denmark. Greenland is a part of NATO. They could do it without making a lot of people angry. Everyone is against the United States behaving like they are doing.
I think it's awful. I think it's rude.
When you hear the words of military and...
I think it's crazy. It's crazy. Maybe we haven't treated the Greenlandic people good enough. But a good thing about this case is now we are aware of something can be better.
So you think a silver lining might come out of this? That now there's a tension on Greenland?
Attention,
they might be supported more?
Yes, I think that's a good thing. But I think the whole idea is crazy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.